This is Carl from WebCourses Bangkok, and this is part two of our redesign phase of our website. Now, what has happened is I received inspiration. I was looking around the web and I got inspiration from a website called Xero.com, and it's a site that I'm going to use as our finance system because I was looking for a more accurate way to do invoicing and things like that. And then out of the blue came this website. Now, the inspiration came from what the website did is it sold the online application, but what it did is it showed the type of people who use the application. And that's what the whole website was about. It's about branding for those people, branding for the people who they want to attract to use their service. And it hit me. That's exactly the phase I wanted to go through. So, you know, phase one was all about identifying the need for the redesign, and phase two was finding the direction in which it should go. So what we did is, we looked at the website, we looked at what it was doing well, and then we looked at the users. We looked at the people who've been doing our courses, and those actual rare people that came through the booking form. And we noticed that there was a correlation. There was a kind of like a thread that we could see, and those were job titles. You know, there was always a few photographers, there was always a few business owners and entrepreneurs, there was the odd marketing manager. And so these are the people that we need to be speaking to. This is the design, how the branding, how the way that we speak, everything about this new design of the website is going to be more geared towards the people rather than the skills, because that was what was going wrong. We were saying, right, we're going to teach you HTML and CSS. Now, the entrepreneur who just wants to put his new, you know, airplane making idea online, he doesn't know what HTML and CSS is. Maybe have heard of it, but he doesn't know the benefit of it, and he doesn't know that he needs to know it. All he wants is the end story. He wants a finished website. So what we need to say is, Mr. Entrepreneur, we've got the course for you. You need to learn this and this and this to achieve your aims. And then the idea is, we're going to contact the people who've already done our courses and ask them to do a simple just testimonial of what their requirements were, what they did, and what they were able to do at the end. And that is the way I think the branding should go. So essentially what I've done as part of the phase two and part of any phase of any design is to look at how you translate the business needs, the business message, the whole ethos, the whole way that the business operates, and changing that to be online. Now, a little tip is that those two things should be very similar. The offline business and the online business should be very similar. The same amount of customer service should be given, the same amount of attention to detail, the same amount of marketing to the target audience. You know, your target audience may be offline and it may be online, so do the same message, be consistent, and that will keep you attracting the right target market, which means the conversion rate for your website will be much, much higher, and you'll get a better return. And so, yeah, that's been the phase two of our redesign, is knowing the direction in which the redesign is going. So like I said, phase one, identifying the need. Phase two is identify the direction. So hopefully the next phases should be easy, because it's all about planning and things like that, and then going into the design and development phase. So keep in touch, because this is a very interesting series for anybody thinking of doing a redesign. It doesn't work just for our website, it works for any sort of website. So keep in touch, and if you want any more information on anything that we do, please check out www.webcoursesbangkok.com. Thanks a lot now. Bye.